In the gospel today, Jesus speaks about causing scandal to the little ones, and after that speaks about occasions of sin. And whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and thrown into the sea. And then immediately after that, he talks about occasion of sin, so they must be linked, you know, causing scandal and occasions of sin. We can cause scandal to little ones, which is not only children, but those who are weak in faith, or those, you know, brothers and sisters setting a bad example. And we can set a bad example for ourselves as well. We can cause other people to sin by our scandal, and we can cause ourselves to sin by occasions of sin. And occasions of sin are like the obvious thing that cause us to sin, the elephant in the room, so to speak, that causes us to sin. And a lot of times we don't even see it. We don't even see the great thing, the obvious thing that is causing us to sin, or causing us to set bad examples, causing us to not to make progress in virtue and spiritual life. And all it does is take a little reflection to see what it is that's inhibiting us and causing us to sin, really, kind of a cause. And so our Lord is saying the easy thing to do is to get rid of that, cut it off, and those persons, places, or things that lead us to sin, that cause us to be weak, that are a strong temptation to us, and then we get rid of them, and then it's, so to speak, easy then to not sin, and easy to resist, and easy to do the right thing. And of course, so we get rid of the causes of sin, but you know, as our Lord says in so many other ways, you know, we can improve in our spiritual life and in a life of virtue by doing the opposite virtue. So instead of, you know, having these things that are causes of our sins, why not put things in our life that make it easier for us to do good things, to do virtue? You know, let us hang around with good people and good places and good things, and make it easier for virtue, and focus on that rather than focusing on the negative things. That's certainly the better thing, the more positive, the more and joyful things. So let us hang around with good company, hang around the church, hang around prayer groups, hang around with good company, good entertainment, good things, good books, good TV shows, good videos if we need to do that, good places to be, in adoration, church, you know, good things like a kneeler, or good things like a quiet place to pray, good schedule for our life, good things. So this is a message for the gospel today, and ask Our Lady to help us to reflect and to see those hidden things, to see what would be ways to improve our schedule, improve our day, improve our spiritual life.
Fructum ventris tuum.